This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2333. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded February 5th, Alaska, Argentina, Brazil, Canada, Colombia, Germany, Indonesia, Iran, Korea North, Malaysia, Mongolia, Netherlands, North America, Taiwan, Turkey, Uganda, USA, Vietnam, World Radio Day, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, Dmitry Mezin in Russia provides some frequency changes for KMLS Alaska, effective on January 30th, including one broadcast in English. At 12 UT, 9800 replaces 9625. The others are 13 in Chinese, 9720 replacing 9530, and 13 in Korean, 9590 replacing 9760, all to avoid interference from China or Taiwan. Argentina non. Rai keeps changing the language of the relay via WRMI 9455 at 23 UT. On Friday, January 30th, it was another outdated DX program in Portuguese, but on Monday, February 2nd, it had changed to Japanese, and on Tuesday, February 3rd, to Chinese. What's next? Maybe Spanish, which we heard on a previous date. Not many South Americans left on the 49-meter band, but two of them happen to be on almost the same frequency, 6010, La Voz de tu Conciencia in Colombia, which of course is in Spanish, and Radio Inconfidencia, Brazil, which is in Brazuguese or Portuguese. At times I've only heard one of them, so they may not all be running 24 hours. But on another occasion I was hearing a heterodyne because they're on slightly different frequencies, as measured by Wolfgang Büschel, January 31st at 0949. Colombia was 6 hertz above 6010, while Brazil was 60 hertz above 6010. On January 18th, I heard South Asian music on 1290, which led to CFRW, with a new language format and a new ownership, in Punjabi. I did not hear a call letter ID, however, and we learned later from NRC DX News that has changed to CJRC, but not sure on what date, which one would have been effect when I heard it. Tony Pavick, NBC, reports pirate action tonight, UT Sunday, February 1st at 0145, on 6935 USB. Elbows Up Radio, the pro-Canada and anti-Trump pirate, playing CanCon music and spoken bits bashing Trump and Stephen Miller. Signal's a bit poorer than usual on that occasion, he says. Via Cari Calio, the next Jazz AM program is on the air, Sunday, February 8th, Germany and non. Channel 292, 11 to 12 UT on 9670, and 22 to 23 on 6070. Currently, Channel 292 is not on 3955, they have some problems, but that frequency will be on the air on that occasion for the Jazz AM show, relayed via Wolverton, UK, 125 kilowatts. That's Sunday the 8th at 22 to 23 GMT. The next programs of Texas Radio Shortwave via Germany in February are via two different stations. Thursday the 12th at 20 UT on 3975 via Shortwave Radio Gold, music of Amanda Shires. And then Sunday, Feb 15th at 11 UT on 6070, Channel 292 with music of Chris Whitley. Indonesia, David Foster in Australia tells us that since February 2nd, RRI Program 3 has offset its frequency from 7205 to 7203 in order to lessen interference from overseas stations, that is, China. Heard at 1157 with Amorphous Indonesian Ballad at Fair Strength. At 1200, their theme Love Ambon and News. China had arrived on 7205 at 1158 but caused little problem. Mohammed Rohnaldin announced the change on FV, Pendengar Setia, AM Mewave and Shortwave de Indonesia, clarifying that output is still 600 watts, though currently working on increasing the antenna gain. Thanks to this tip, then, on February 4th, Ron Howard was hearing it on 7203 via the remote in Bandung with poor garbled audio, frequent hiccups. Announcers in music from 1552, the theme music Song of the Coconut Islands at 1559, and news in Indonesia. At 1605, a very short rendition of the patriotic song For You, Our Country, not the usual full version. And Ron Howard also reports the other Indonesian on 41 meters, 7289.992, RRI Nabire Program 1. February 5th at 0830 to 845. He heard it direct at the beach in California, and he says, for the first time I had a prominent open carrier, maybe from China, on 7290, causing a strong heterodyne. Very annoying. Anyhow, programming was non-stop announcing and no music. Iran Non, from John Jurasek in Florida, about Radio 4DAW, reactivated on 5860, 24/7 apparently. He has been monitoring via remotes and found that it seems to be on the air 24 hours, a well-known frequency of theirs before the changes last year. And the website, radio4daw.com, has been updated to include 5860. It says, at all hours of the day and night. Also mentioned are the frequencies we gave last week, 5875, 7500, 9515, 12005, and 13755, which we know come from a combination of Tashkent, Wuverton, and UAE. John says it'll be interesting to see if 5860 is a reactivation of the 250-kilowatt Kuwait transmitter, or if it's through a brokered relay. Kai Ludwig says it could very well be Kuwait as a result of a big reconciliation. Also, Iran Non, via Alokesh Gupta, this announcement from BBC World Service, published February 4th. The BBC World Service has launched a temporary emergency lifeline radio programming for Iran in response to the ongoing turmoil in the country and the unprecedented crackdown on protests. Available on medium wave and short wave, and also making some of its TV content available on medium wave radio. The time is 16:30 to 17 UT. Resources granted from existing funds until the end of March. That is on 702 kHz medium wave and 9465 short wave, and repeated at 18 GMT on 702 and 5395 short wave. That's obviously a mistake. We think they meant 5935. And what is the shortwave transmitter site? Mauno Ritola, WRTH, says it is Oman. Martin Reynolds in the UK says just before it comes on at 16:30 on 9465, another carrier appears on 9464, apparently a jammer. Upon Asilomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard continues monitoring National Unity Radio, a clandestine for North Korea transmitted from Taiwan, on 7235. Especially during their brief quotation in English, at approximately 11:40 UT. On Thursday, January 29th, it was Character Cannot Be Developed in Ease and Quiet by Helen Keller. On February 3rd, Tuesday, it was Words Are, of course, the Most Powerful Drug Used by Mankind, attributed to Rudyard Kipling. And on February 5th, Thursday, The Beautiful Thing About Learning Is That No One Can Take It Away From You, said blues musician B.B. King. There was light North Korean jamming. In the British TX Club, Fabio Bonucci reports, an English hour, not on the listings, from The Voice of Korea, North Korea that is, on 12015, February 4th at 19 to 20 UT. However, scheduling shows that hour is supposed to be in Spanish, and there have been several other mix-ups in languages and frequencies and times observed by Jean-Michel Aubier and Dave Kenny, and also affecting 7570, which runs parallel to 12015. In early February, there have been numerous reports of Malaysia again on shortwave, apparently testing new high-powered transmitters on 11885 and 15295, although on occasion it was on 11665 instead, perhaps by mistake. Ron Howard has been monitoring this, among many others. He says 15295 is carrying Saba FM, and 11885 is Nacional FM. Lots of different times are being reported, but there does not to be, apparently, any specific scheduling yet. However, I point out that there's lots of usage by China and Vietnam of 11885 already, so they'd better watch out for co-channel interference. Meanwhile, nothing is currently scheduled on 11890. Here's what Ron Howard was hearing on 15295 via remote in Thailand, February 4th at 0653.
And of course, yes, I'll be back again tomorrow. Tomorrow is Thursday, the 5th of February, 2026. So do tune in again with me here on Sub of Vietnam, the English broadcast. Okay, I hope you had a great day. Have a great Wednesday afternoon. And of course, keep listening to RPM Sabah, Doman Satya Anda. So I'll be leaving you with two songs here. Olivia Dean, So Easy to Fall in Love. And also, Take That, How Deep Is Your Love. Thank you so much. And keep listening here on Sabah BFM. Goodbye for now.
In the February NASWA Journal, Bill Tofford reports on Mongolia. The Voice of Mongolia broadcasts a daily, although on Fridays and Saturdays it's the same show, half-hour program in English to Southeast Asia at 09 on 12085, and to Europe from 1430 UT on 12015. The European broadcast is often stomped on by North Korea, and you might need to use a remote in Asia to catch the Southeast Asia broadcast. But their website is well configured. English is at www.vom/en. He says, since I am deeply into world music, my personal favorite day is Sundays, when after a brief presentation of cultural and sports news, the rest of the program is dedicated to Mongolian music, sometimes traditional, sometimes with some modern selections. Every other day begins with a hard news segment, tends to focus on news in Mongolia or regarding foreign relations. Mondays feature The Mailbox, VOM's listener correspondence program. Tuesdays usually feature either Through Foreign Eyes, a program with a foreign guest sharing impressions of the country, or Bridging Cultures, a feature about Mongolia and other countries. Something I learned in that program was that the Japanese word kamikaze, or divine wind, originated with typhoons that sank would-be Mongol invasion fleets in 1274 and 1281. Wednesday usually has All About Mongolian Arts, with some interesting cultural items. One of my favorites from January was a discussion of Mongolian heroic epics, which can take hours to recite with occasional pauses. Production values for the station are quite good. The accents, while notable, are also quite listenable. And while the news content is often a little dry, the cultural features are usually fascinating. It's a pity there isn't a stronger terrestrial signal not being stomped on by transmissions from other countries. That's the Voice of Mongolia on 12085 and 12015. Manuel Mendez in Spain reports on some of those low-power stations in the Netherlands. On 6005 Radio Piepzender at 0655 to 731 on January 31st. With an ID and comments in English, and in Dutch, and pop songs in English. Also heard at 1606 to 1628 with more pop songs in English and Dutch and IDs. Then on 6020 Radio Casanova, February 1st at 0708 to 729, Dutch music songs and IDs. On 12005 Radio Delta International, February 1st at 741 to 808, songs in English, oldies, and ID. And Walt Sullivan of NBC says he was also hearing this on 12005 with a fair level at 1633 UT on February 1st. North American Pirates, here's a strange one I run across on occasion on 9025 AM. It's what we call a presidential pirate. I haven't actually heard an ID, but February 4th at 1551 UT, I heard it playing excerpts of speeches by FDR and JFK, but soon off the air. I'd logged it previously, December 11th, at just about the same time of day before 1600 UT. Other pirates heard on Strange Frequencies by Mark Taylor, Wisconsin, in the NASA flash sheet on 4032 USB, Ball Smacker Radio at 0235, January 31st. More listenable than Parallel 6960 AM. And then on 9875 USB, Radio 48 via Mix Radio International, February 1st at midnight 54, with a related waterfall on 9884. Stephen Wood in Massachusetts heard a very loud signal in USB on 9890. I bet it was the same one, but he didn't get an ID. January 30th at 1936, via International Vacuum, Internet, AM, FM, and Shortwave, World of Radio 2333, a non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. My thanks this week to Richard Stoller in State College, Pennsylvania, who sent me a book about radio in Peru. One may contribute via money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, or via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Spain, last week's missing frequency from our EE was 12030. That is, it may have been on the air, but not modulating. It resumed modulating this week, but now the missing frequency has been 17755, the one for Africa. In any event, the token English on Wednesdays only at 23 UT was heard on the 4th, quite well on 12030, in fact, slightly better than the North American frequency, less fading than 9690. And also quite good on the South American frequency, 17715. In Shortwave Logbook and CIDX Messenger for February, edited by David Ross, a couple of strange stations on Taiwan reported by Australians. On 14944, New Star Broadcasting, at 11.05 UT on the 28th of January, in Chinese, says Jay Gilbert in Cheltenham, Victoria. Then Rob Wagner in Mount Evelyn reports, on 18.040 Xing Xing, actually it's the same station as the other one, at midnight 10 UT with Mandarin numbers until 13 after the hour, the carrier remained on and it recommenced at exactly midnight 30. Also noted on 19.052 at the same level. There was a carrier on 15890, assumed to be that as well, but the signal was too weak, and the lower frequency due to high absorption at the time. He says, my blog post on Xing Xing, that's X-I-N-G, goes deeper into the existence and operation of this number station. It's medxr.blogspot.com. His latest report was on January 26th. Turkey, I have to label many of my logs, Voice of Turkey, not off the air, because sometimes it is off the air on 5960, the 23 UT broadcast to North America in English. There was no signal on February 4th, as if deferring to Spain, which has its only English on Wednesdays during that hour. Mike Cooper forwards a story from nilepost.co.ug, January 30th. Alan Kasuja is New Media Center boss. This is about Uganda. Kasuja's K-A-S-U-J-J-A. President Museveni has directed the Minister of Info and Communication Technology and National Guidance to appoint former BBC journalist Alan Kasuja as executive director of the Media Center. There were other candidates for this position, but ultimately Kasuja's international media profile and broadcast experience weighed heavily in his favor. Kasuja left the BBC in August 2025 after more than a decade with the broadcaster. He was a lead presenter on the World Service programme Newsday and hosted the Africa Daily podcast, one of BBC's flagship Africa-focused productions. He returned to Kampala after 13 years in London. Before joining BBC, Kasuja built his media career in Uganda, starting in the 1990s at Sanyu FM and later working across radio and TV. Kasuja will serve as the government's chief spokesperson, tasked with articulating and defending state positions across local and international media at a politically sensitive moment. The so-called Voice of America transmission in Korean on 9310 at 1530 to 16 UT via Philippines succeeded only in broadcasting film music on February 2nd and 3rd back to Korean on February 4th. Now VOA has also resumed broadcasting in Mandarin via shortwave bulletin. This from kbysradio.wordpress.com. KBIS Radio, a Chinese electronic media blog, reported January 20th. It's only from Monday to Friday at 22 to 22:30 UT. That's in the morning local time in China on 7500 via Philippines and 7560 via Kuwait. For Chinese listeners, that means it would be from Tuesday through Saturday mornings local time, Saturday being useful since there are more people available to listen then. Whether they're worth listening to is another question. Programs contain three identical 10-minute news segments, one after another, 5 minutes of which, according to KBIS Radio, are focused on Trump activities. All the same, China's jammers reacted by about 22:20 on January 19th, the first night of the resumed transmissions. Initially, only 7,500 was jammed, not 7,560. Ben Cobb refers us to a very detailed National Public Radio report by David Folkenflik on January 30th. Carrie Lake promotes Trump on Voice of America. Does that break the law? Lake praised Trump effusively in a January appearance on VOA's Persian language service. As she oversees the network's parent agency, critics say her comments may violate the law that seeks to safeguard the news network's editorial independence. Part of a glowing one-hour special on Trump's first year back in the White House was also broadcast on VOA's Chinese service, in which her remarks could be heard in English. Rick Stengel, former top editor of Time magazine, who sat on USAGM's governing board while serving during the Obama administration, said listening to Carrie Lake, she sounded more like a press secretary for the president than the head of an independent news service. We never wanted it to sound like a state broadcaster in an authoritarian country that would air hagiographic biographies of the dear leader. Lake's choice to run the Persian service is a veteran former VOA journalist, Ali Javanmardi, who left in 2019. He was praising Trump on the air. On the other hand, on a commercial talk radio show, Carrie Lake called Radio Farda a propaganda site run by Radio Free Europe. Last week, we reported that WWCR was still off the air following that ice storm in Nashville, and here we are a week later, as of February 5th, still missing from all scheduled frequencies. John, the VORW, laments not being able to be heard on 4840 WWCR, but he is heard on WRMI, and on February 4th, he said, according to them, the transmitters and antennas are not destroyed, but they are awaiting a thaw before undertaking some other repairs, and he doubted they would be back on the air even by Monday, February 9th. In the British DX Club, Jim Salmon publicizes Sonny Jim's Trance Journey. His February program is now out. 60 minutes of music you'll likely never heard before. Among other stations, it's on WRMI every UT Thursday through February at 0200 on 9955. Or listen online via his website, www.sjtjradio.com. And here's another music show on WRMI I ran across, featuring early jazz. They say it's experimental. Thursday at 21 UT on 15770. The medium wave frequency has opened up around here with KFTI Wichita 1070, off the air since mid-January. RadioInsight.com says it was due to damage to the transmission facilities. The tower was damaged because of the theft of copper components, compromising the ground system and related infrastructure. And the transmitter experienced equipment failures, requiring extensive repairs and replacement of multiple components. So we can hear KNX Los Angeles more easily, and I also heard at night KHMO in Hannibal, Missouri. That was 0721 UT. As of January 30th, we had a number of reports that Voice of Vietnam was missing from its scheduled frequencies, but then many people checked it out, and by January 31st, it was being well heard on 7220, 11885, 9730, and always off frequency, 9839.917 as measured by Wolfgang Büchel at 1015 UT. Of course, as I mentioned earlier, Malaysia has also shown up on 11885, clashing part of the time with Vietnam. And thanks also to monitoring by JRX in Brazil. In New Zealand DX Times and Australian DX News, there's lots of interest in the Vietnamese station on 8101 kHz, as Ron Howard has reported before. It's the Duyen Hai information station, broadcasting not only in Vietnamese but in Thai, and perhaps it qualifies as a shortwave broadcast station. It's the Haiphong station in the Vishipel Network, V-I-S-H-I-P-E-L, Vietnam Maritime Communications and Electronics Company. It's government-owned, providing various services to the maritime industry. One is a network of 30 marine radio stations strung along the Vietnamese coast from north to south. They provide two-way marine radio communication and twice-daily scheduled weather broadcasts on VHF, and 17 of them also use HF. Oh, by the way, it is in upper sideband, and another frequency is 7996. Craig Seeger was hearing 8101 of the crash start at 1216 UT, starting with a musical theme, and it went silent at 1225. Its hours seemed to be flexible. In the world of Radio Indian Ocean Group, we've had a lot of good discussion about the status of shortwave, such as this from Ken Zicke in Michigan. Old equipment was designed to be repairable and maintainable. So long as it was maintained properly, it would continue to work as intended and will provide good service well into the future. No new equipment is needed unless there is a new station that wants to come on the air and they cannot buy a used transmitter. Of course, there are new parts required in the lack of new or even remanufactured tubes. Particularly power output tubes is a problem. But if there were a will to continue, there would be a market that some enterprising companies would fill. The problem, as I see it, is that there is no longer a will for HF broadcasting to continue. Ultimately, self-fulfilling prophecies are, it's too expensive and nobody listens. If they turn off the stations, of course, no one will listen. Isn't that obvious? The push to put everything on the Internet has meant that nothing there reaches an audience except for the lowest common denominator, like social media has become. Mark your calendars. February 13th is World Radio Day, celebrated by UNESCO. The 2026 theme is Radio and Artificial Intelligence. The Propagation Outlook from SWPC, issued February 2nd. ANK indices peaking at 20 and 5 on February 13th, followed by more than a week of 15 and 4. 20 and 4 again on February 24th and 25th. The quietest states of only 5 and 2 are February 12th, 27th, and 28th. 8 and 3 on February 6th to 8th, 10th, 11th, 22nd, and 23rd. Solar flux rising from 120 February 6th to a peak of 180 on the 18th and down to 130 by the 25th. For much more info, consult our website, worldofradio.com. With many thanks to all our stations and contributors, inviting you to hear me again next week, Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 2333 with a standard disclaimer.